James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your successes with everybody. Yes. So I say confess. Confess it when you got a new pair of shoes. You want everybody to see your stuff. But it says, listen, as a body, you can look at somebody in the face and say, look, just get real. Be for real. Well, this is a be for real scripture. This is a be for real scripture in James chapter 5, verse 16. It says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be what? Healed. Look at somebody and say, real people get healed. Say it one more time. Real people get healed. You will find wholeness when you're able just to be real. You know, everybody's got something. I mean, everybody look around the room real quick. Somebody say, we're doing a wings inspection. Wings inspection. Anybody got wings in this room? Everybody's got something. We're all being worked on. God is dealing with us all in different ways on different issues. And whether you think you do or not, you don't have it all together. And if you think you've got it all together, you are one sick puppy and you really need some help. The one that thinks they've got it all together is the dangerous one. You know, they go through all kinds of changes to let the world know. They're trying to hold the world together. But I tell you what, we are in the earth. And we've got Jesus and we got the anointing to put us together. And we don't have to be completely together. We can be hanging loose sometimes and have God yet working on us and it's still okay. And I want you to know as believers, don't hide your junk. You know, I'm saying don't flaunt. I'm not talking about a bunch of sin and stuff. I'm just talking about faults. But it says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. That word healed says whole. You find a bunch of people that are not whole. It's not just talking about physical healing, even though that will occur and that does happen. But you find a lot of people that aren't whole. You ever seen people and they get in cliques and they get in groups and everybody's got to fake it to make it? You know, they'll tear the house up and have the biggest family upheaval that you could ever imagine. But as soon as they leave that house and put that coat and shoes on, they get around their friends. You'd think it would be, you know, what's some of these perfect family things? The Cleavers or something. I mean, you'd think it's Cleavers. I tell you what, everybody deals with stuff. You know, and the Bible says, listen, you go on and confess your faults and get it over with, and you're going to find out as soon as you get to the point to where you say, listen, I don't care what nobody thinks about me, you'll find healing as long as you know Jesus. Look at me in my face real quick. I snap sometimes. Is that condoning snapping? No, I'm just trying to tell you that, listen, we're all growing and we're all walking and we're all growing and there's no such thing. We're working. God is working us onto perfection. Jesus said, the Bible says, be ye perfect as I am perfect. And that word perfect doesn't mean like everything together. You know, every hair combed exactly the right way. The kids are just acting just right. And they all got on the little white clothes when you walk in the house and they all come and they all bow like the little Von Trapp family or whatever that family was in The Sound of Music. You know, that's the perfect Christian family. You know, if I walked into a house and saw that today, I'd say, these people got some real problems. There's a demon someplace. Because somebody had to have a gun, a bat, and somebody manifested to get them kids to act like that before you showed up. When you first got in this thing, it's Christian time, robot time, had to act like a robot, everybody act like a robot, until Jesus sets you free, until I realize that God loves me and I love God and I'm on my way to heaven and ain't nobody else going to take me there but Jesus. You can say what you want, think what you want, I know Jesus and I got the Holy Ghost and I'm going to be real. If God sees it all, guess what, so can you. That's freedom and that's release and that's the way a body needs to live. Let it all hang out. And that's what the scripture means. Confess your faults to one another. Don't get around people that make you feel all bent out of shape. There's a difference between conviction of the Holy Ghost and condemnation of some looney tune. Anybody ever been in ministries or been in things to where you got some stuff you're dealing with, your head's ready to blow up, you know, and you just can't go to anybody because they're going to make you feel worse. They're going to condemn you. Well, people don't condemn. True Christians are able to look at the worst stuff and say, hey, don't bug me. I tell you what, I'm going to convict you and show you, hey, look, there's a better way and we can make this thing better. But I'm not going to condemn you. God can still use you. You're not that messed up. I know 1,001 others don't mean a thing. Are you hearing this? Condemnation. As you ever go in the building, like I lived in D.C. and for a while, what we did in our city is we went about in every place we wanted to fix up. What we did is we condemned it. You know, but they really didn't condemn it. What they did is they just shut it up for a while until they had the money to fix it up the way they wanted to. But really what condemn means, they close it up and say, hey, nothing's going to come out of this. That's it. That's all. Just shut it up. Shut up. And we talked about shut up last night. Friday night we talked about shut up. You know, there are a whole lot of people out there that are shut up inside a cage because they don't think, because somebody else told them they weren't perfect. Somebody else said, you got all this other stuff you got to deal with. Then God can use you. You got all this other stuff. As soon as you get through all of your stuff, then you can be the true witness. As soon as you got Jesus in your life, you're a true witness. I tell you that. Don't you let anybody shut you up. You're released and you're free. Thank God that real people can reach real people. No condemnation. Live and roll with it. Many times people are looking for an answer and a solution someplace. It's what you know about Jesus, what you believe about Jesus is going to make a difference in somebody else's life. People are tired of seeing cartoon Christians. Stuff they didn't see on the TV. Stuff they didn't read about someplace. They're trying to fake it. People are tired of robots. People want somebody real. Say, listen, I'm dealing with the same stuff you're dealing with, and I still believe in God and I trust in God. One day I'll be there. I'm not completely there yet, but I'm on the way. Come on and run with me. There are three relationships that everybody needs to have in their life. Everybody say three relationships. One relationship is this. You need to have somebody that's been out there, been where you've been, and going where you want to go. Somebody that can see some things you can't see. Somebody says, listen, I've been there and I see beyond where you're going. Somebody said, I've been there. Everybody needs like mentor. You know, somebody of faith. You might think you know it all. You don't know it all. I tell you what, you find some silver hair sometimes. And just because it's silver hair, we all know that all silver hair is not wise. There are a whole lot of dumb silver hairs. People don't like to hear that, but it's the truth. There's a lot of smart silver hair, but there's a whole lot of dumb silver hairs. Wisdom is shown of her children by the fruit that somebody lives at. But you need to find someone that's out there beyond you and have relationships where somebody's teaching and sowing good words into your life and encouraging you. Say, hey, you can make it. Hey, you might be a single mom. Find yourself a single mom that made it. Don't find somebody that didn't have the same stuff you had. You know, it makes me, you know, get somebody you can relate to. Been there. Don't find somebody that grew up with a silver spoon in their mouth trying to tell you that you can make it too. Well, that's nice. You can take their advice, but you better find somebody that came from where you came from and made it. Don't tell me you made it when somebody else drove you there. And you don't got no wheels yourself. You can walk in yourself. You know, when even in this ministry, in this church, Brother Osteen and all these people, when we're doing Lakewood Church, we fellowship with them. You know why? They've been there. I mean, when they started that thing started out in the feed store church. You know, it wasn't like, you know, it'd be one thing Brother Osteen tell me, Brother Rod, you could make it. And he started out with 10,000 people from the get-go. No, they didn't start out with 10,000 people. They started out small, and they worked at it. They stuck it out, and they made it work. And that encouraged me, because I said, hey, if they can do it, I can do it too. Find somebody that's been there and made it. Don't find somebody that's been there for a long time. What they're going to do is train you how to be there for a long time too. Find somebody that's been there and got out. Listen, you can get out of something. It's not enough just to get out of your mess and get blessed and go on. You better bring somebody with you. Be real. Listen, if God hooked you up and God bless you, don't just take that stuff all yourself. Help somebody else along the way. Bless somebody else. That's the worst thing, you know. You know, you didn't make it. Nobody made it on their own. You might think there is no such thing as a self-made man. Somewhere, somebody either prayed, somebody blessed that person, somebody gave that person the opportunity. Pass it along. You have an obligation and responsibility. You want to find a person that has no integrity. Find someone that's not helping somebody else out. Or at least verbally. I'm not talking about, you don't have to give anybody any money or anything, but at least verbally an encouragement. Somebody else that sees them. Find yourself. Somewhere, there's somebody that's been exactly where you are, and you can go minister to yourself. Get back at the devil. There are some things that happen in your life. Everybody's had wounds and different things that happen to them. Can anybody in here had a wound or affliction? I tell you where, and you just wish that there had been somebody there when you went through that wound and say, hey, it's going to be okay. Well, I tell you what, go back and heal yourself by finding somebody else that's going through what you went through. Or is everybody from the same planet? People get called names. People get hit. People get abused. People get wounded. I mean, people get left. People get controlled. People get things taken from them, rejected and stolen from. This is the real world. There are a lot of hurting people everywhere. And look around this room. You've got to be out of your mind or completely naive to think there's not somebody in this room that went through, that's either gone through hell, and is probably still going through hell. You better open your eyes. Not everybody's in heaven yet. You don't live in planet glory yet. People are going through some stuff. Somebody sitting right beside you might be going through some stuff. You got a responsibility to love somebody. Don't just sit up in church and hear a good message and skip your little merry way home. Be a blessing to somebody else. You don't know the way, the conditions. You can see it in the saints' eyes. They come in this, you know, and think, I don't even know why I'm here. They do everything they can do to get their foot in that door. You know, you have no idea what it took to get them there. T.D. Jakes said one powerful thing. Do me a favor real quick. Grab somebody's hand. Just grab somebody's hand. I want you to hold that hand. I want you to think about something. I don't care if you've been married to that person for 11 or 12 years. I don't care if you've been married to that person for 40 or 50 years. There's some things about that person you have no idea what it took God to bring them through. I tell you what, you might talk. I mean, I don't care if you talk from now. I don't care if you talk and communicate from now until the day you die. There's some things about that person that God had to bring them through and heal them and minister them that you will never know about. And you better realize that even in that small little life, Jesse, I mean, this boy hadn't even lived 15 years yet. I tell you what, there's some things that he's probably experienced that God did. You're holding a miracle in your hand. Do you know that? Do you know what it took heaven to get that person to be where they are right now? You are holding a miracle. Think about it. Think about it. There's some people that, you know, the devil trying to kill. They would have blown their head off. You are holding a miracle right now. You have no idea what God invested in those people. Mama, I know some of the things you experienced in years, and things you couldn't tell anybody else. You think about it. When you start to trash somebody, you start to think that somebody doesn't have significance, you have no idea the miracle that that person is. You're holding a miracle. You ever wanted to hold a miracle? It's in your hand. You know, if I could write a book, I could write 10 best-selling books just by three of the lives in this room. Thank God for the miracles that he placed in your life. So confess your faults to one another. It says confess. And I say confess. Well, confess your fault doesn't mean every time you go and do something, go run your mouth about it. I don't want to hear all your junk. You know, some people take you through. Some people got habits, you know, in each week. You know what I did last night? You know what? That's not what that means. Every time you sin, to go run yourself and get in there and tell everybody your business. That's not what it's about. False. 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 To confess means to agree fully. So I said, agree fully. Confess. James chapter 5, verse 16. Agree fully is one of the words for that confess. Or acknowledge. Acknowledge or agree fully. Confess your faults to one another. Let me tell you what that confess your faults mean. It means we all got hang-ups. And we all got stuff. And we confess our faults. Say, hey, look, I know you got some stuff. It ain't no big deal. I still agree with you. But we're all right. We're going to make it. You know what I'm saying? Your stuff doesn't move me. Your stuff doesn't bug me. We're still one together. I know all about it. Can't nobody tell me nothing about you. Just going to freak me out, change me. Because we confess our faults to one another. We already know about it. So what you trying to say? You ever met Christian people? You know, Christian people can be a trip sometimes. You know, they find somebody else getting along and just doing well and you loving them. Did you know this about them? Did you know that about them? Whoop-dee-doo. I still love them anyhow. So what? So what? So what? What is the motivation? What is it all about? Confess your faults. People need to be able to live one another and never be issues. Don't ever lose your... This is one of the reasons why a lot of people aren't getting saved today, because people are afraid to give testimonies today. Or they're afraid of what somebody else will say. Afraid of what somebody else will think, you know? We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Don't you let the devil steal your testimony. People need to know that God brings us up out of the muck and miry clay. Nobody fell out of heaven on an assignment from God. You know, we all came from the muck and the miry and the pits. There was only one Jesus dropped down from heaven, whiter than snow, and to help everybody else. But there are some people that think that. We all came out of the junk. We are all escapees from hell.
We're all escapees.
That's what the Bible said. Convicts. Thank God. By the grace of God. So we confess with one another. Live a life of confession. Amen. Live a life of confession where we exhort one another to do better. Amen. But you're not going to be able to help anybody that's afraid to be real with you. I'm going to find somebody that's real. Anybody can fake it for 15, 20 minutes. Let me find somebody that's real. I can work with a real thing. Don't play with plastic. Give me the real stuff. And it says when you do that, you live a lifestyle, and then you pray for one another. Live real and pray. Live real and just pray for each other. Hallelujah. What kind of world would it be? What kind of congregation would it be if we were all just real with each other? And we found stuff instead of running our mouth to each other about it. We talked to Jesus about it. There's a rule before it. There are some places you go, they love confrontation. Anybody been in confrontational churches? Those are just confrontational churches where that's what they practice. I'm going to have to talk to that brother. I'm going to have to talk to that sister. Well, I used to get into stupid stuff like that until the Lord said, don't you talk to anybody until you talk to me first. Many times we want to go confront some people about some stuff and get to everybody's stuff and deal with them. You talk to Jesus first. The first person you talk to about that problem, talk to Jesus. And this is all because we pray. We're going to get on with the prayer, but we have to get this other stuff out of the way. That you may be healed. When we live a life like this, guys, people find healing. People come to wholeness. People start there. Why do people get in there and they get so happy? Why do we change? People can come in here. We've done pretty good with depression in this house. I mean, people that suffer with manic depression, either they take the depression with them or they get over it. Why? Because we don't force people in a dark closet anywhere. We don't force anybody. We allow people to be real, and that realness allows them to receive healing. You can't heal anybody that's not there. You have to get them there first, no matter where they are. You got to get them to identify where they are, and then the healing process begins. When we live like this, healing will come. When we don't, it's not healing. You're just sticking a band-aid on something, trying to cover up a mess. And it says, listen, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And we're talking about praying and getting what we want. When we live like this, we'll be able to pray prayers that will get stuff done. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, how would you like a real person, a real righteous person that prays and avails? This is where we're going. This is where we're going. We're going to the point we will always be real. And we'll always pray for one another, and our prayers will avail much. We're going to be talking about prayer tonight on a different level. Effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. We talked about being in the presence of God, being in the will of God, being in Christ. I tell you what, the one that's in Christ is the righteous man's prayer that works. You're in the right place. A righteous person. Righteous person means right standing with God. Well, right standing with the person that's in right standing with God is the person that's doing what God wants them to do. They're just walking down the path. You're in the right place doing the right thing. Well, listen. Why does the righteous prayer, the prayer of a righteous man avail so much? Because he's doing the right things. He's walking on the right path with God. It's not about rules and regulations. That's what people think. Anybody ever thought that? The effectual prayer of the person that never does anything wrong, of the perfect person avails much. There are a lot of people that try to be perfect, and their prayer go as far as the top of their ceiling. The righteous person that God is talking about is the person that knows what God wants to do with them, knows how they want to live. They're on the right path. And when you're on the right path with God, you know exactly what you're doing. You're focused. Whatever you ask in that path, God will do it. The righteous man in right standing with God, the obedient man, gets what he wants from God. So we will confess our faults to one another. We will live right and we'll pray. We'll talk to Jesus about it, that when we pray, our prayers will be answered right away. Don't you love each other? Don't you love me? I love you. If this helped anybody today, why don't you stand right there where you are? I will not be shut up. I will not be shut out. And I will not be shut in. Look at somebody and say, I'm coming out. He who the Son sets free is set free. And there are a lot of people that are held in captivity. You've been held in bondage. And you're coming out in Jesus' name. You're not going to be bossed up anymore. God's bringing you out that you might shine. The Bible says, arise, shine, for your light is come. And those chains are coming off of you. Those bondages are coming off of you. You got a lot that you can do. You got a lot that you can have. Be redeemed and be free in Jesus' name. Somebody say, I will not be ashamed. And I will not be in fear. Hallelujah. I will walk and not faint. I will run and not be weary. I will not be ashamed. I will not fear. I have a life. I have a reason to live. Look at somebody and say, here I am. You ain't seen nothing yet. Say it one more. Is anybody catching this? Anybody catching this? There have been some of you, the devil's and beat you and pushed you and got you up in the corner, hiding out. Don't you show your face anymore. Don't nobody want to see you. No, you better kick the doors open and come out. There's a spirit trying to tell people, be like me, be like everybody else. You know, you better be what God made you to be. Shine as bright as you can. You got a whole lot more you can do. God made you and he loves you. Be glad about it. Be glad about it. You're coming out in Jesus' name. You're going to receive your dreams and your aspirations and your goals. There have been dreams and goals and desires that some people had. Somebody said, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That's a stupid. You will never be able to accomplish it. No, it was a dream God gave you. Pick it up again and make it work. You can do it. You can have it. You can be it. In Jesus' name. Father God, right now, in Jesus' name, I thank you for feeding your children once again. Thank you, Father God. Oh, and we're going to attack that spirit of rejection in Jesus' name. Rejection, we're coming out after you in Jesus' name. We serve a sentence on you right now. I'll put a warrant of arrest out for you right now in the realm of the spirit. That spirit of rejection right now, oh, we're going to turn it around because God wants to bless these people, and he can't bless them when there's a spirit of rejection out there. So, Father God, I pray that the spirit of reception would be open right now, that he would have open minds, Father God, and open hearts and open spirit to the things of God, Father God, and not closed in and not boxed in, Father God, but expand them, Father God, to see possibilities and let them know that you can do and will do much more than this in Jesus' name. Now, rejoice in the Lord your God, your maker, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.